now.
11 L-R-N-I. Now the lights dim low. Soon we'll start the show. Here comes L-L Penwood.
Incomparable Lucinda Williams,
Somebody put up a post on Facebook. I think it was a Bonnie Raitt post, and I think I mentioned how underrated she is, and I also said she's probably as underrated as Lucinda Williams, who hardly gets any play. I even think that Bonnie Raitt got some commercial success a few years back, maybe 20 years back or something, with a soundtrack on a movie. I can't remember what it was. Welcome to the Midwood Files. My name is L.F. Midwood. Next week, there'll actually be a legal disclaimer that I'm required to read to you. No, just kidding. It's going to be a loose one tonight because I really didn't put a lot of thought into it. And I'm not going to, because I'm just going to basically talk about my week. I got a couple of few emails in the last couple of weeks saying, you're not talking about yourself. We notice you're not talking about yourself. And I really didn't have any strong sensation, desire to do so. You know, these things are, wow, I forgot how bassy these fucking things are. Holy shit, man. These go right to your medulla over here. It's not so bad for... It's not so bad for a voice, but as soon as I got to listen to some music coming through here, it's like, and I use these mostly for the phone. So what was I saying? Disclaimer, nothing going on. No, okay, so this was an interesting week. You know, I would first like to point out or ask you if you've ever noticed. Have you ever noticed that the lower your phone battery gets, the more tired you are? Something to think about. I would also like to point out that I have fallen off the coffee wagon for a short period of time. The cup is green. Hang on, let me turn it this way. We'll make noise and turn it this way and see if you can figure out. Well, there it is. Look, there it is. If you hit just the right light, see it's a 7-Eleven. That is an interesting story behind this 7-Eleven coffee cup, or at least interesting to me. I'm not one to complain about my shitty life. who is renowned, I should say. But I don't know. Some of you may know that we've been having car issues on and off, and it looked like the original spate of issues were solved when my aunt finally got around to actually having somebody put some fluids into the cooling system. Yeah, that always helps, you know. So we had interspersed problems. I just made a word. There were problems interspersed over a period of time, and... I think around Labor Day, we figured it out, and the car was running pretty decently since Labor Day. And then all of a sudden, and it was fine, meaning we could go out to Coventry, which is, I don't know, about 15 miles from where we are, to do our major shopping over at BJ's. And we were all able to make our doctor's appointments, which I have a spate of, not for nothing, between counseling and... I had my quarterly diabetes checkup, still at 6.3. on the AC1, so I guess that's good. 6 months of normal. I think that's like considered to be what a normal person has, within the range of what a normal person has. So that's good. Maybe I forgot to mention that. But there have been a lot of appointments here and there that need to be made on a regular basis. My counseling is twice a month, and my psych medical checkup is twice a month. I think I mentioned being put on the Latuda. I find that funny. It is. I looked it up. It's actually an antipsychotic, which is about damn time, don't you think? So anyway, so that's a monthly. That's like my psych on a monthly. And the place is not that far from here. It's like it's a mile, give or take, if you look at it on the map. But it's just a squiggly mile because it's not a straight line. Nothing in life is a straight line. The drugstore that I go to is a 24-hour joint. That's also a mile. So, nothing here is too far away, which is good. So, which means the car is not getting a lot of run. I think the Stop and Shop that we go to generally on the way back from somewhere is a mile. Everything's about a mile from here. So, but the car gets wear and tear, and it had a lot of wear and tear on it to begin with. So, I guess it's, what is it? It's got to be last Monday, Tuesday. I don't even remember what day it was. But I know it was like 4 or 5 days ago. So maybe it was, what's for argument's sake, say it was like Monday or something. Tuesday sounds better. So, it was Tuesday because we voted. Oh, I voted, right? The producer and I both voted, and we're in a blue state, so it doesn't really matter what the hell we vote for. Nothing really changes here. Or very rare, but we exercised our constitutional right to be Americans, probably so. So what happened was, as normal, I overslept. And it's like I woke up at like 5 o'clock or something, which I guess is oversleeping for most people. I got poked with a stick. And it was like, you want to vote? And I'm like, yeah, I want to vote. So we got up and I said, you know what? I can't vote until I get a cup of coffee. It's just plain and simple. There's no point in me looking at anything. And not for nothing, I hadn't had any coffee for like 3 weeks going on, or about 3 weeks. So I say I need coffee. So it's like, okay, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts. So the Dunkin' Donuts we go to is about, well, there you go, about a mile down the other way, opposite from where the polling place is. So we get in the car, and on the way to Dunkin' Donuts, the car starts to overheat in a manner that we've not really seen too much before, where it actually literally just goes right to the top. Before, it was like going up slowly. This was right away. So it's like, oh, my God. So we pulled over at, I'll show it to you again, 7-Eleven. We were like, oh, shit, the car overheated. It hasn't been doing that for a while. So we went into said 7-Eleven, right? So it's like, you know what? As long as I get a cup of coffee, I can't cope until I get a cup of coffee. It doesn't really matter. So I go into the 7-Eleven. Now, I haven't really frequented 7-Eleven too much. Maybe once or twice, went over to the Slurpee thing, maybe a few times within the last few years. I can't remember buying anything else at a 7-Eleven in quite some time. I mean, literally since I left Brooklyn. So we head over to where the coffee is, right? And I noticed that there's a lot more stuff going on than there used to be when you go buy a cup of coffee. So I don't know how many of you frequent 7-Eleven. But I guess over the years, there have been changes. There's all sorts of syrups and things that you can do. You can get your coffee blessed, you know, by a priest or a rabbi or a shaman, apparently. It's insane. I mean, literally, I almost felt like I was in a Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is actually not that bad. But when you ask for a regular cup of coffee at Starbucks and they look at you and they don't even remember what a regular cup of coffee looks like, yeah. So I was like a bit overwhelmed, yeah. So I put my sugar in, right? And there's so many sweetener choices, it's crazy. And I saw the regular pot of coffee, that was the same, right? So I pour that in because you always want to put your sugar in your hot coffee in first because the sugar will dissolve faster than it will once the coffee has the milk in, which cools it down. Science. This one's particularly for you ladies out there. Science. Okay. So I'm ready for my milk, you know, and I'm usually, there's like a couple of containers of whatever hell milk they use, right? And I'm like, I'm not seeing anything. And it's just one guy up at the register. You know what I mean? And the neighborhood is eh. It's not horrible, but it's not great either. It's more in the eh category. So I walk up to the guy and I say, there's like no milk. And he's like doing whatever register jockeys do. And very pleasant. And I kind of got the vibe that he got the vibe that I was kind of vibing him so that maybe I could get him distracted or whatever. So I was like, you know what? I got to be real nice and calm and whatever. So I say, there's no milk out, man. So he goes, it's out of milk? And I go, what do you mean? So he walks over and he thinks that the milk, because apparently, check this out. And this is my ignorance, so you can laugh at my ignorance because this is quite funny. There's this gray thing now, this big gray, it looks like a cooler that you lift from the top and they have like bags of stuff like milk and I guess half and half and cream or whatever the hell that fit in there, and they close it and it comes out the spigot, you know, like those boxes of wine, only a lot bigger apparently. And he's like, he checks it, and I'm like, oh man, you know what? Not for nothing. I had no idea that the milk came out of the gray thing. I told him, I was like, you know what? I haven't bought a cup of coffee by you people in like literally 15 years. I have no clue. I'm sorry to have bothered you. And he's like, no problem. Close it. And I put my milk in my coffee, and it's like, oh wow. So it was like shockingly amazing to me that that's how you dispense milk. I had no clue. No clue whatsoever at all. I'm still not awake, but I got to honestly say, even if I had been fully awake, I don't think I would have grasped that the milk comes out of the thing. My comment to the producer on the way out was they should make it look like a cow, and then it would, there'd be like more register, you know, it would register. It's because cows are like iconic. It would click in your head and it would be like, boop, okay, oh look, that's where the milk comes from, you know, or at least be it brown, you know, paint it brown. It was like gray, you know? So we get back in the car and we turn the car and it starts and we pull out, and then within another 5 minutes it's up. So it's really bad now. Whatever is wrong is really bad. We have to like lily pad. That's the term I use, jumping from one lily pad to another to get to the polling place. And then we do the same to get home to our driveway. So we finally pull in our driveway. We voted. We pulled into our driveway. And I'm obviously upset because I think in order to get to, I did leave out one kind of almost important thing in this, although it's not so much almost. My aunt, a week earlier, maybe even a couple of days earlier, had taken the car in and they had replaced the radiator. So, because apparently the radiator had a hole in it, which would explain why the fluids weren't staying in, the cooling fluids weren't staying in. It makes 100% sense. So she got that done. So I figured, and she told me that. So I was like, oh, okay. Then I would presume that the car would stop overheating, because I'm assuming all of our overheating issues were directly related to the radiator, which would make sense. So you got to keep in mind, I'm even more like, what the hell, you know? So we get home and she says, okay, I'll take it in the next day. Right. So I guess she took it in on Wednesday morning when I got up Wednesday. And I wasn't even like, I think, fully up. But when I got up on Wednesday afternoon, she's like, I took the car in and they said it's the water pump and it's something else and it's huge and I don't want to do it. I just want to wait and get another car in December. So I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to get another car in December. I'm going to get a new used car in December. So I'm like, really? All right. I mean, we don't have a car. And it's not even in the driveway. She left it there. She left it at the place. I think they're charging some storage on it and shit. So it's like, oh, my God. So I immediately go into... that's how I know all these places are like a mile from me now. I immediately go into damage control, because this is what I've done my whole life. Something happens and I react to it. And one thing at a time, in single file, coming at me, it's like, okay, I got to deal with that. Deal with that, deal with that, deal with that. And that's how I've always been. I mean, I've never had one of those lives where I can afford to engage in some sort of long-term preventive maintenance, whereas I'm prepared for stuff as it comes because I can see it coming for miles. I've never really, at least in regards to the things that life throws at you as far as difficulties, I've always just been slapped right in the face, and then I got to figure out what the fuck to do. So I'm looking at how far stuff is, and I'm looking into taxi and Uber prices, because, you know, life has to go on. It's like we can't, the Latuda that I'm on, I have to get directly from my counselor. That's not done through the pharmacy, so I believe she's giving me samples. And she says she's got like 2 years worth of samples. So it's like, okay, fine. But I can't get those from the pharmacy. So I have to go to her in order to get those on my monthly visits to her. It's not like, oh, I could just go up and get those at the pharmacy. And I don't want to go off of those suddenly. I don't want to go off of nothing suddenly, quite frankly. Although it's really interesting, side note, I did have the conversation about substance abuse, and how I kind of missed the substance abuse, you know, with my shrink of all people, you know. Obviously being a major component of the bipolar. Yeah. So she's like, you know, she says to me, what I want you to do is I want you to slowly back off of one of the meds you're on. I want you to take a half dose. So you have to slowly back off till you're at a half dose. And then I want you to slowly back in to the Latuda. And I said, no, I'm just going to take it all at one time. And she goes, well, you know what? I can't guarantee what's going to happen if you do that. And I'm like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I always do that. I never follow your directions. I just, whatever you want me to do, I just take it. And that's it. And so far, I'm still walking around. So she's like, I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that. So I'm going to be like, pretend whatever the fuck you want. That's what I'm doing when I get home. And it's exactly what I did. It's the same thing with like the psych. And, you know, because I've talked to her about checking myself into, I refer to it as Butler, because Butler is where I'm going to wind up going. This is a little loud for me, but I'll leave it. Butler is where I'm going to wind up going, when and if I need to check myself in for an overhaul, which, you know, I tell you, I guess, I don't know. Am I doing better since I'm taking a new drug? It's about 10 days now. I feel there's somewhat more of a safety valve there. And I feel either I feel nothing or I feel intensely, tense anxiety or just overall like, stagnant depression. And it's hard in my life because there isn't a lot of movement to begin with, even on a normal whatever. You know, like say there's no roof issues or there's no car issues or there's nothing. You know, there's drama that I choose to participate in various internet cubbyholes. This is true. But that's not my drama. I could just, you know, sign out and then I'm no longer involved with that drama. It doesn't really affect me directly. So it's hard to gauge when you take a new drug. Do I feel better? I don't know. You know, if my body language was indicating the depression of a 7 or an 8 the last time that I was in to see my counselor or my psych person, my shrink, my shrink, I would say that I'm down to like at least 6, 6.5, something like that. So yeah, it does help. But it is also an antipsychotic, which makes me a little, a little nervous. So doesn't it make us all a little nervous? Side note over. So, oh, and like I said, my shrink is like, well, if you need to go in, then go in. I mean, don't. And it's like, okay, fine. But I've come to understand that I have certain things, like the producer has certain medical issues that need to be taken care of, and that require me to be on my feet, on my toes, and actually actively participating a lot more in household things than I have been. Household chores, you know, cooking, a level of cleaning. And actually, she's going to be up here while I'm, you know, she's going to come down for meals, but she won't be able to stand for very long, but she will be, you know, moving around. Is basically what's been described to me. So I really don't have the luxury of checking myself into a psych ward now, do I? I don't. I mean, there's just too many things coming up. Plus, I finally got some feedback from SSI, from Social Security, and my hearing, I believe, is some point in January, towards the beginning of the new year, maybe middle of January or something like that. So that's progress on that end, but it's also one more thing that I have to kind of be, you know, aware of. I got to meet with my lawyer a couple few times and go over stuff. I mean, I just, like I said, I just don't have the luxury of checking myself into the loony bin at this point in time, for lack of a better term. I wish I did, because I would, most definitely. I'm 100% dead serious. Yeah, I would. I would just to see where things are at. It would qualify as like a third opinion, because I have a second opinion on my condition and how to deal with it, you know, because I'm on a lot of drugs now. Sometimes I'm on so many drugs I just fall asleep. And, you know, and that's interesting. Speaking of this, I don't think I've ever worn this sweatshirt. It's got some stains on it, I think. And it's pretty ratty. It's been stitched up in one or two places because there's burns in it, right? And I think I sharpened a knife. Check to see if a knife was sharp over here. I think you can see that. So I only wear this in the house. This is my ratty, oh boy, it's winter sweatshirt. And this is a Nike sweatshirt. This was and still is kind of a nice sweatshirt, you know. And I love the heather gray. This is the article of clothing that got me. Oh, no, it's not heather. This is charcoal. That got me, like, interested in, like, charcoal, the color charcoal. Because I always used to be black, 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 black. But black runs and black starts to look like a little something else, you know. Even the Carhartt stuff. And, charcoal gray seems to hold its color over a long period of time. So I'm like kind of, but I used to, and some of you may recognize this sweatshirt. I had this long before, a few years before my glorified misadventures as far as my drug exploits went. But I used to, this is one of the things, original articles of clothing that was in the, this was in the friggin' suitcase. This was in my famous rolling suitcase, right? And the holes are from, this is from friggin' cigarette burns. When I used to get to Amsterdam, I was in Amsterdam and I'd be in the hotel room. I'd wind up smoking like copious amount of hash, you know, and I'd be smoking a cigarette. And I would fall asleep with the cigarette lit, and it would fall, and I burnt, I can't tell you how many bedspreads I burnt, and friggin', and these were no smoking rooms even back then, I would like to remind you, but, friggin', I can't tell you how many holes I put in bedspreads, and I certainly put more than a few holes in this sweatshirt, so, but I wear it every winter. Usually I'm wearing something underneath it, now I'm naked underneath here, so, yeah, that's my Amsterdam Nike sweatshirt story, but I think there's some burns down here, too. And I usually wear it layered, you know, because it's starting to get cold again. The winter's here, which is like, you know, sucks. So like I said, we've been spending time plotting how we're going to make certain moves as far as getting to certain places, because we are literally carless. So, most of where I go is so short that I could try Uber, get a Uber. I'm not so sure about that, right? I could try Uber or just regular taxi services, more than a few of those. Or I could walk if it's not that far, because I'm not going to be able to go to the gym until like January, it looks like, which kind of sucks. And I want to get back on that track, because I've been losing a little bit of weight here and there, but it's because I haven't been eating right. I just really haven't been eating much. I only eat like one meal a day, and that's the only story. Like the only thing I ate today so far, and I got up at like 6, and it's like, what is it, 12:30 by my clock here? 6 hours is I had a bowl of bran flakes, and that was it. So I got a banana over here. I know every now and then gymnasium eats a banana live. So Chiquita, good stuff. Oh look, the banana's a little green, don't you think? It just disappears. I don't know how well that's gonna work out. I'll hold it over here, and we'll see. But he usually eats it when he's playing music, although the camera's still going. So maybe I'll eat a banana in an homage to gymnasium. Maybe not. But I got to eat better, you know. And it's just, I don't know, I get up late, I eat something, and then I don't eat anything for snack later on or something. It's just, it's probably not good. And I'm getting dizzy. But I think my doc said that that might be blood pressure, like when I get up so fast. I don't know. And I'm taking a lot of the stuff that I'm taking affects blood pressure as well, too. So, you know what? I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, but I'm not feeling normal. I don't even know what normal is, but this is far fucking from it, as Marsalis would say. So I'm not really sure what's going on, man. God, I should, but I do have coffee, gang. I also randomly drink now. I just crack open the good bourbon that I got and just start drinking while I'm listening to something or doing something else. Hey, what are we gonna? Oh, yummy! I walk in here, I walk into the studio, and I say to the producer, "Hey, is there anything I can drink out of here?" And she's like, "Yeah, there's that cup." And I know. I go, I mean drink. And she goes, "Oh," like the look of terror in her eyes. Okay, try this. So that's what's, you know, as far as like medically, that's pretty much what's going on with me. And the odd part is I don't feel terrible. Even my wrist, you know, I'm going to jinx it. Even my wrist is starting to feel a little bit better. This would have been about the time that I was going to put in to go see the orthopedic guys again. And because I was concerned that the only place to go from where I am now with my wrist is surgery. And that still might be the case, but it's feeling somewhat better, and I've been keeping it in the splint overnight, and I've also been keeping it in the splint most of the day, just let it out to breathe in the air and whatnot. And unfortunately, there are certain things around this house that I'm the only one that's capable of doing, even with my bad back, and they aggravate my wrist. So I think sometime once everything else is cleared off the table from now to the end of the year and it gets into the beginning of the year, it might be worth it for me to go over. If, depending upon how it feels, it might be worth it to go over. Because I want to be able to lift weights again. I don't want to be crazy Charles Atlas, but I mean, I want to be able to get some tone and just be able to lift some weights in the gym. And that's not going to be possible until I get this wrist in order, you know. So maybe that will be part of the rehab for it if I do go to surgery. But yeah, I need to be able to lift weights. I like that endorphin rush, you know, like that caveman feel, you know. And I miss the gym because there's so many ferocious looking brown people that just don't walk up and down my block that I can see. You know, I mean, there's a lack thereof, lack thereof. So that's like the medical and update on the car, which kind of sucks. So what we've decided to do is I'm gonna try and as long as the weather's not horrible, I'm gonna try and walk to like the pharmacy. And my shrink and my counseling, which are, like I said, both those are about a mile away. I'm going to give it a shot. My Nikes are broken in. I've got plenty of, God forbid it's cold, as long as it's not bitter, bitter cold. I have plenty of layers. I have Carhartt coats. You know, I have the neoprene, you know, the ones that are like corduroy, which I could go out in the bitter, bitter, bitter cold with that fucking thing, and it would be like fine. It's like totally, it's lightweight. But it's totally warm. I don't know how people work in those things. Like, I have the coat and the jacket with the hood, right? And I actually have the hood for the coat, and they're black, which I love it. And the Carhartt thing is like, rubberized. It's, like, really nice. But I have the jacket, which is shorter and has less pockets and has the hood built in, you know? And I go out to do snow removal to some degree, and just moving around a little bit in those friggin' things, I'm sweating like a pig in there. I mean, without even layers. I could go out there with a friggin' t-shirt. Literally. And I come back after like 20 minutes, and the inside of this jacket, you know, the lining is totally drenched. So I got gear. I got my leather jacket. I still have the leather jacket that I got arrested in, mainly because it's like a $400 jacket, and $400 is not a priority for a jacket on my list. You know what I mean? I mean, if I had everything else like ideally taken care of, and it's like, oh, I got $400 lying around, let me go look at leather jackets. You know, I would buy a new leather jacket. I mean, but it's just not a priority. Speaking of which, it's kind of interesting. I'll break into that. What is it? 12th? It's on the middle of the thing. It's the middle of the show thing. I didn't load up a jingle because, well, I just don't fucking care. That's what it comes down to. So you're listening to the 11L R&I Radio Network. My name is LF Midwood, and I am the host of The Midwood Files, which is the show that's on right now. Please head over to John Lightning, or Johnny Lightning, no, is it JohnLightning.com. Let me make sure it is. I don't even know what it's, what's this thing? It's just, oh, I can't because it doesn't show and I don't want to get off. I think it's johnlightning.com. It's been such a long time. Or you could help with the Midwood Files. And, or if you're already on lfmidwood.com, you could go up to where it says 11LRNI, and that'll take you right over to John Lightning's site. Maybe that's the best way of doing it. My memory's like, so. And there's plenty of fun stuff up there. There's John Lightning archives. There's Dave the Boogeyman archives. There's Big Steve Cole in memoriam archives. And I believe my audio archives are available up there. My video archives are available, as such, I should say, are available at lfmidwood.com. And I think I mentioned that I found a stash of some of the older stuff. So I may be able to do that soon, but I'm starting to think about that Linux thing, and I don't want to put any more stuff on my server until maybe I get my Linux stuff straightened out and then, you know, upgraded to Linux. And yes, Linux is an upgrade to Windows in a server environment. Yes. That doesn't mean I advocate switching to Linux on a non-server environment, but on server environment, yeah, I think you're better off. So let it be written, so let it be done. So, that being said, I'm at the half-hour mark, which means the middle of the show. So what was I talking about before that? Let's see. So yeah, so some of the more farther away things are, we've kind of worked out, and I'm going to do the local stuff, either by foot or, I'll try Uber. Uber in the ghetto, right? I'll tell you what, I'll be better armed than the Uber guy. I bet you. I bet you anything. and hopefully it's not like a big deal because I've never tried Uber before. So it's all kind of, you know, all the kids are doing it. So yeah, it might be worth a shot for me. So while it's not ideal circumstance, you know, you adapt to what the circumstance, you know, to whatever is going on at the particular time. You try not to freak out. I've never been a freak out person. And I got to honestly say, and I don't want to, I don't want it to seem like I'm boasting or I take it for granted, but whatever tribulations that life has presented me with, there's been a path provided for me, and I assume that to be from the God of Abraham. So, again, I am always, in one degree or another, I'm going to look up, thankful. Look up, go off mic, thankful for God's, that God gives a crap about me, because apparently he doesn't give a crap about a lot of other people. I don't want to turn this into a God show, so I'm not going to. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else like terribly exciting. I mean, as far as, you know, notice like either I do news or current events or I do my own stuff, but there's like never a combination of the two. They don't mix well. It's like, so, this is actually kind of interesting as well. What used to be our main studio and is now referred to as Studio B, is actually becoming habitable for me to be able to use. So I'm going to be doing stuff in there to begin with. And then over the course of time, I'm probably going to build that studio out so that there's more equipment in it and more comparable to what's in Studio A, which is what I'm saying right now, which is basically the producer's office is Studio A, because it's got the good camera and the good lighting and the good board. And the good speakers and all the good microphones and all that. So it takes time. And the main reason I'm doing it is, one, I want to have somewhere to eventually work on my own so I don't have to make an appointment to get into this studio, which is the case sometimes because the producer's working. She's the breadwinner here, so she's winning bread all the time. And, you know, I might start to want to get into smaller production pieces that I can put up on various social media networks. Don't want to mention any names. Although I will mention that Gab is back, and I'm very, 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 very pleased to see Gab back up and running. And now, more than ever, I recommend that you head over to Gab and make an account over at Gab and, you know, read and sift through there. Yes, there's a lot of mean stuff. Some of the stuff I either post myself or repost is mean, because I am a mean person. I make no qualms about that. I'm an asshole, but I'm your asshole. So, at least if you're listening or watching this. But Gab came up about, I don't know, maybe 2-3 days ago. Maybe it was Tuesday, just in time for the midterm elections. Ooh-hoo-hoo. So I don't know. I haven't looked into who's hosting them or what their backbone is or who their registrant is. I could do all that, I suppose, if I wanted to, but I just don't give a fuck. No, actually, I do and haven't gotten around to it. So I'll wind up looking into that, maybe talking about that next week. But they're back. Free speech shall not be squished into the thing because it's good. good free speech, good. Yeah, please remember that. And like I said, I recommend you make an account and at least go over there and take a look. You know, people are like, I'm not going to make an account on Gab. The feds are going to look me up and then they're going to come to my house and they're going to take my computer away. And it's like, you know what? Not yet. Maybe eventually, but not yet. Not yet. But I do have some equipment to be able to move in there. I'm going to use my laptop, which is more than capable of streaming. I'm not going to be doing a lot of editing on that friggin' box. But it can stream no problem because I used it for Periscope. I may use it for Periscope again, which is Twitter's video, you know, live video thing. And which is, I guess, like Facebook Live, only for Twitter. I used that for a while, some of you may recall. Facebook I've always stayed away from as far as putting video up because it's just like, that's mostly my friends. And they know what I'm about. And if they don't know what I'm about, then fine. You know, I got some friends up there who are Jewish who may not know entirely what I'm about. You know, I had this conversation I wind up having the same conversation with multiple people, which makes it even harder to remember who I specifically said what to. But the whole anti-Semitism thing balancing against the whole, I feel sorry for the Jews that got shot. And then we had the end of the day. The idea becomes is I reduced it down to the idea if I felt that Americans were shot and their First Amendment rights were obviously violated. And that's it. I have no particular feeling for the fact that they were Jews or that they weren't Jews. I probably have more feeling, not even probably, I definitely have more feeling for Thousand Oaks. I wonder if there are actually 1,000 Oaks, by the way. But I have more concern and emotion for that situation, for the idea of now they're talking about how this former Marine was on drugs, on some sort of psychiatric care and they probably just throw drugs at people. I don't even think the VA has the manpower. To me, while it's tragic that those people would died, without a doubt, again, minding their own business, you know, I look at that more as a failure of the United States government and us as a people, as the people of this country, as the citizens of this country, once again failing our vets. You know, I don't really know how else to express that as far as my feelings go. So, but I would like to see how it unravels because I think there's starting to be rumblings that he was on some sort of drugs. And they weren't working or he went off them, which obviously we know is dangerous. It's the most dangerous time of any of these drugs is going on and going off them. And I just take the dosage recommended when I do it. It's crazy, right? But it's my little form of substance abuse and my shrink knows about it. And so is my counselor. So it's like, you leave me these little crumbs to be able to, oh, really? I'm going to wash that down with bourbon. Not only am I not going to find directions, but I'm going to wash it down with bourbon. Good bourbon. So they laugh because they know me. They know me and they know I'm not kidding. They know I'm quote unquote deadly fucking serious. Another tragic shooting this week. In a gun-free zone. So, I love these gun-free zones because you're basically on the honor system. You know, isn't that hilarious? Don't you think that's funny? I don't think it's funny that these people died. I just think it's funny that it was in the bar happened to be in a I think it was a federal gun-free zone, even more, woo, you know, and apparently a person with a gun just paid no attention to the sign, imagine that. So, I picked up that one this week, as far as just paying attention to the news, and, let us not forget about the midterms themselves, yeah, okay, so, the Democrats regained the House, right, and they're gonna install their wacky leadership, into the House, which is fine, but fear not, all you right wingers, because last time I checked, the House has to send their bills to the other part of that legislative branch, otherwise known as the is it the Senate? No, I think the Senate is it. I think the Senate is the whole thing. Jeez, you know, you think I would remember these little words? Just a tiny little word will elude me, and then all of a sudden I'm in fucking Moronville. It's like it's the House of Representatives and the Congress. No, Congress is the whole thing. Okay, so there's the House, and if she knows. Who the fuck knows? Can the producer help me out here? Because I'm starting to sound really stupid. And I hate when that happens. House? the House and the Senate, and this, and then there's this, and those two things make up Congress in general.
We won the Senate.
Right. Okay. So, but then my point behind is the House and the Senate, and the House and the Senate together are considered to be Congress.
Correctamundo.
All right. I just want to make sure I got that right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to be careful about asking her for help because it's like summoning a fucking demon. But that's another show. So yeah, fear not. Ain't shit getting past that. That is crazy, too crazy. You know. Which is good news, so I'm not really concerned about that. And we kept the Senate. So I think it's the other way around, the Congress, because you say like a congressman, so I guess you can be a House of Representatives and still be considered a congressman. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's my drugs and I'm not doing too well, because I used to know this stuff. This is like obviously the fundamental of American politics, like the basic, oh, what are the three legislative, you know, what are the three branches of government? And it's like the judicial, the executive, and the legislative. I think I got that right. You know, I used to watch the Schoolhouse Rock stuff. I have all the Schoolhouse Rock stuff. I have the audio of it. I should see if I can find a video of it maybe within the next 2 years, and then maybe by the next, if I'm still alive. And if, you know, God willing, President Trump is still alive, I will maybe work some of that stuff in, because I never really mess with video on this thing. I was talking to somebody about that today. It's like, you don't really do video on your show. And I'm like, I am the video. It's all about me. I love the sound of my own voice. I love looking at the preview, which is the thing that goes down so that you see. I see I'm like basically talking to myself in a mirror when I do this. I love it. It makes me happy. I'm an Aries. Oh well. Coffee. So they're not too much damage, and it certainly wasn't that blue wave that, you know, because like it was like the cool, remember the old Kool-Aid commercial? It was to the wall and wave, and it's like, I know. It was more like Hawaiian punch. You want a punch? Boop. So that's like really kind of cool, if you ask me. And I guess Sessions got, you know, I don't, everyone's, there was this, apparently there was this, was it last week, a couple of days ago, I really couldn't find much press on it one way or another, which was interesting. I had to go back to Earth Cams, and Earth Cams is one of my favorite, you know, there's this couple in Michigan, side note, on Earth Cams, just go to earthcams.com, very, very, very popular, but there's this couple in, like, Michigan, and they have a snowman made of wood, and, like, a couple few other animals made of wood, and then they put stuff in so that, like, deer and porcupines are my favorite, by the way, porcupines and raccoons and whatever come up and, like, eat up, you know, the fruit or whatever vegetables they put out, but they change the costumes, they change what the snowman, and there's the duck, and they change what they're wearing, and for Halloween, it was, I forget what the snowman was wearing, because the snowman's not the point of the story for me. What's the point of the story for me is the duck. And the duck was Frankenduck for like a couple few days, right? And then much to the amusement of the occupants of the Hank and Jim Radio Network chat room, they dressed the duck as Dracula. So we came up with Quackula, right? So every night from 2 weeks before Halloween, whenever Gymnasium was putting up the Earth Cams on his feed, we were like, put up Quackula. We must have Quackula. And it was like hilarious. And it still is now, because the duck, they change it. Now he's probably wearing like some sort of Thanksgiving garb, and it'll be different than Christmas. They'll be dressed differently. He'll always be Quackula when we refer to the duck as Quackula, you know? So that just goes to show what the hell's going on in that room. But still, it's hilarious. It's literally hilarious. So I spend a fair amount of time doing that. And it's really funny, you know, on the tech side of things, I keep talking about, like, I want to do the switch to Linux, and I want to move on the server, and I want to move the server from here either into the bedroom or possibly even into that small Studio B now, so I have direct access to it, and I don't have to do the remote desktop. So I'm not doing it virtually, but I'm right in front of it, because there's certain things you can't do with the remote desktop that I would need to do, plug things in and out, and I can't do that because I'm looking at a virtual screen, you know. So I keep talking about doing that, right? But yet I spent, this is really hilarious, I spent like an hour and a half last night trying to get my desktop to recognize my laptop with just plain old Windows networking, plain old. And yes, they're both Windows 10 and they're both the same version of Windows 10 and all the settings were exactly the same, but the laptop will not allow itself to be discovered and I have no fucking reason why. I have none. The desktop will recognize it. I can move files from the desktop to the laptop, but I can't move files from the laptop to the desktop. Now, I will say Windows has a friggin' history of being a problem with fucking networking. I mean, that's why 2 years ago I had to go down to the 11L R&I studios in Staten Island and spend X number of days trying to get all JL's machines to talk to one another. So, I mean, and that was different versions of Windows, so that's like kind of almost understandable, but I don't know what's going on here. I gotta fix it. That's all I know. I gotta. It was one of my list to fix. So I gotta do that before I can do anything as far as getting this other machine up to Linux. And it's also cooler, which is to say colder, in the bedroom. And the same thing with that other room in here. It gets warm because this catches all the heat. This is one of the rooms that actually has heat. So it's like, oh, really? The bedroom and the friggin' studio. I'll refer to it as Studio B. This is Studio A that I'm sitting in, and Studio B is the other studio. Studio B doesn't get heat, so it'll keep things cool in there because heat is the enemy of everything as far as computers go. Hard drives, everything. So I might crack the friggin' case on that thing and just let it breathe. Let it breathe. It's a Yorkfield, so they like, run hot to begin with. So just let it breathe. So that's like, one of my great challenges right now is to get that was as late as last night. So, and this is a first time experience. This was really kind of interesting, right? So we figured we couldn't go out to Coventry. We usually go out to BJ's, which is like 15 miles out, right? It's south of here, so it'll be on the way back to New York, but it's not that far, obviously. So we're like, oh, what the hell are we gonna do, where are we gonna go shopping, because there's like one bodega within walking distance, and I've been in there like once in the last 10 years, so that should say something. I don't even remember why, but we never go in that place because we always have a car. And this is really interesting to observe, right? So I grew up in New York City. My father didn't drive, and my mom drove, but I didn't spend enough time with her for it to be like, oh, teach me to drive. My stepfather would have taught me if I asked him, but I think he was a little apprehensive as well, didn't have another name. because my ongoing level of intoxication apparently concerns people. Yeah, I think I told the story about being in New Orleans for the first time with my boss and him making me repeat the story that I never got my driver's license because I didn't want to be responsible for killing anybody else but myself. It's true. With the drugs and the alcohol. So living in New York City, you're not necessarily compelled to learn to drive. At least in like the inner city for the most part. I don't know. Long Island is like a different story, and Staten Island is a lot more developed in the last 30, 40 years than it used to be. But the point becomes, if you lived in Manhattan or if you lived in Brooklyn, or you lived in Queens, depending upon where you are, there was a subway station or a bus stop within X number of fucking blocks from where you lived. So it just wasn't, or even the idea of neighborhoods were so built up that you could live on a block, and within three blocks, there was a major supermarket, or at least a chain supermarket, not a bodega, but a bigger, like Wallbounds. Anybody remember Wallbounds? I don't even know if they're still in business. But like a Wallbounds, I'm sure Stop and Shop came in much later, but there are plenty of other, ShopRite, I think, was one of the bigger chains that was around as well, too. So the deal is that you really didn't need to. Everything you needed was within a couple few blocks of your home. Laundry, if you lived in an apartment building like I did, there was a laundry room. So I never really needed to learn how to drive. But as I got older, the guys that I was hanging out with in Brooklyn, they all got licenses and they all got cars. So I was like, oh, all right. And so now it became even less because if I needed to do something, I could say, hey, can you give me a ride? And very rarely was I refused. So it was like, all right, that's cool. But as I moved to other places like Texas, where the only thing I had close to my home was a strip mall that kind of had a bigger supermarket, but it wasn't so great. And it was Mexified. That would be the best way to put it. But they were laundromats and stuff. So even there, it wasn't so, right? Now here, it's almost kind of the same. But the last time that I went to the larger, almost mid-sized supermarket here, I almost shot someone. So it's really kind of good for me to stay off of the avenue, the main avenue that thing is on. Because there's laundry up there. We go to laundry. What do we? But we were driving because we were going to a better laundromat that is not within walking distance, you know. We were going to better supermarkets that aren't within walking distance. You know, we're doing everything better just because I can't really go on that block, which is good because it's an upgrade anyway, and it's less likely for me to need to shoot somebody in these other places because they behave like, you know, like people and not savages. It's the best way to put it. So I guess what I'm getting at is I've gotten to the point where it's like, oh shit, the car is gone. What do I do? And I never used to be like that. And I think that that's a sign of me losing my, for lack of a better term, my urbanness. Do you know? Or at least my New York urbanness. And it kind of disturbs me. I was thinking about this today and I'm like, all right, so how many years of your life have you ever had regular access to a car? It's only 10 years, man. 10 out of 38. Are you serious? You know, that doesn't... It doesn't compute. You know, it's almost like I noticed, like, they talk about, like, the people in Texas are, like, seriously fat, you know? And I think the people in Texas are really fat because they don't have a lot of sidewalks. Do you know what I'm saying? It was built, and I have to guess, like, once you start to move past, like Chicago, you know, Illinois and somewhere in that range, and there isn't a large urban environment when you start to get into the suburbs. These things weren't built with pedestrians in mind. I almost got mowed down a couple of few times trying to navigate by foot in Texas, you know? So I'm just saying, you know, it's like, I wonder if lack of sidewalks is directly related to, like, body weight. Somebody should do, you know, not for nothing. They do all sorts of stupid fucking studies and they give people grant money to fucking, you know, bleach people's butts, you know what I mean? It's like, gee, does having a bleached butt make you feel better about yourself? And if you do feel better about yourself, how does that transfer into the real world? Stuff like that, man. So if they're wasting tax dollars on friggin' stuff like that, then why can't they figure out whether it's good to have sidewalks or not and build it into their goddamn budgets? Sidewalks. People still walk. They're always like, oh, get up and walk. Best thing you can do is lose the weight and go out and get them to walk. But there ain't no sidewalks, man. What am I supposed to do? Oh, walk in the street. And now all of a sudden we're all niggas. I had to say it. What is the deal with the niggas walking in the middle of the street? You know, during the winter, I kind of get it because it's like hard and stuff. You know, because maybe people didn't shovel and it's like more consistent. But yeah, they do it all the time, every time of year. It's an all-season thing. All season, these people are walking in the street. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Get out of the street, man. There's cars. You know, we're busy being fat in these cars, dude. We're getting soft in the vehicles. Get out of the street. Well, with that said, I think I'm going to get out of here. I've had enough of myself. I'm still going to drink my coffee. And I don't have an outro song. I'm not in possession of an outro song because I was just that, like, lazy. I wanted this to be kind of laid back, and I really didn't even want to do any editing tonight. And I had the Lucinda Williams sitting in my folder, and I was hesitant to use it for a little while, but I figured I'd throw it up there and see if I wanted to play it, which I did. Always good stuff from Lucinda Williams. She's a product of Louisiana. So that's not just country western, that's Louisiana kind of country western, which is a whole other different ball of wax. But I'm a big fan of hers. All right, so once again, head over to lfmidwood.com, and that'll get you the jackpot. You know, 777. And there's archives, there's my archives, there's a link to JL site, you know, John Lightning, and a little bit of everything, radio, extravaganza. I don't even know who's on this week. I don't even pay attention. I think this week it's Dave. I think John was on last week. I'm not 100% sure, but I think Brother Dave there, the Boogeyman's on friggin' Sunday, which I guess would be tomorrow. I just want to mention All Souls Day passed on, I think it was November 2nd, and I gave some prayers there to our friend Stelio, hopefully moving him along to whatever degree, and I hope those of you who are remotely even a little bit Catholic, or at least Christian to some degree, because I think that is a common thing almost, although, yeah. Gave some prayers to someone you love who has passed, who may need your help just to move things along, you know, whatever the situation may be. So yeah, and because it was Halloween, and then there was All Souls Day, and then there was no, it was All Saints Day, excuse me, and then All Souls Day. I got that backwards. So 31st was Halloween, the first was All Saints Day, and the second was All Souls Day. So anyway, I hope everything's good with you and yours. Please tell your friends. I don't know if I ever mentioned that, because that's the only way more people are gonna start listening to me. Tell your friends. Make sure they drink first. Give them a little booze. You know, loosen them up, socially lubricate with them, and then drop them in front of a playback of one of my shows and see if they're still your friends afterwards. And that's a barometer for things. Anyway, let's see. I think I'm gonna hit this. And then I'm going to get the hell out of there. So thank y'all for watching, listening, however you happen to imbibe. And I'll be back next week, possibly with a close song. I'm not 100% sure. Night-night.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.